Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I really appreciate you tuning in. It's going to be another great day. It's always a great day because it's a state of mind. And this episode is episode number 347. It is a Teeth Across America episode, and we are in Durham, North Carolina. All right, so I am in Durham, North Carolina, and I've come upon a couple twins. Twin girls, Amelia and Camelia, and you guys are twins, right, Amelia?
Yes.
And Camelia?
Yes.
How old are you?
17.
17. That means you're both 17, right?
Yes.
Just kidding. Okay. Who was born first?
Me, Amelia.
Amelia was born first. Okay, that's why she's talking first, huh? She never lets you talk, right, Camelia?
No.
No. Okay, now, have you guys been to the dentist down here in Durham?
Yes.
That's Amelia. You guys sound alike, right? Okay, how am I going to tell you apart?
Well, if you say our names.
Okay, so I'll try to say your names. That was Camelia. All right, so you guys have both been to the dentist. Was it a good experience or not? We'll start with Camelia.
Well, I just went to the dentist to get my cavities taken out.
Okay. And they took them all out?
No, I got to go back the 18th.
How many did they find? Counting quietly.
Seven.
Seven of them? And how many did they do already? Three?
They did. They only have one more to do.
So. Okay. So why'd they find so many?
Because I'm bad at brushing my teeth.
Are you bad at brushing or you just don't brush?
No, I don't floss.
And you don't floss?
But I brush my teeth, I don't floss.
Okay, so the cavities they found were like in between the teeth, the kind that floss would have gotten?
Yes.
And they told you that, now you're going to do better, right?
Yes.
Maybe. You haven't flossed since you've been, have you?
I'm going to do better.
I'm going to do better, but I'm not yet.
Yeah, I'm going to do better.
Okay, you're going to do better. Okay, and Amelia, what about you? Have you been?
Yeah, I've been. They told me that I need to floss better, but that's it.
Did you have seven cavities?
No.
So you got the good teeth.
Yeah.
That's not fair, is it, Camelia?
No. It's life.
Because she doesn't brush either, but she didn't get cavities.
I'm just bad at it.
You're just bad at it. You're bad at not brushing?
Well, no, I'm bad. I'm good at brushing.
Oh, okay. It's bad at flossing.
Yeah, it's just flossing.
Okay.
I'm doing better at flossing.
Okay, good. Now, do either of you know what you want to be when you grow up?
An artist.
An artist. Okay, an artist like oils and that kind of thing, or performing arts like ballet and stuff?
Like oils and stuff. I can't be on stage.
You're too shy? Do you paint now?
Yeah.
Really? What's your favorite things to paint?
Like landscapes and stuff.
Okay, landscapes. I always like that, though. Getting the perspective right and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't very good at it, but at least I know what you're talking about.
I got a couple awards.
Oh, you got some awards?
Yeah, we got an award from the House of Representatives.
Yeah, the House of Representatives.
Really? Yeah. You got an award from the House of Representatives for your art? Is the art in the State House by chance?
No, not yet. It will be in the future.
Okay, and Camelia, do you do art also?
I do. I draw. I like drawing mostly than painting because I like to draw anime.
Anime? Okay. Yeah, Japanese anime.
We both draw anime and we both paint, and I'm trying to work on my like realistic type of drawing, but she don't really like doing that, so she just draws anime and do landscapes.
Okay, so Amelia likes to do the realistic drawing and Camelia likes the anime.
Right? Yeah. Yes.
Right. Okay, now that means you have to draw teeth. Aren't teeth hard to do?
Yes.
They are, aren't they?
Even, like, drawing a human face is pretty much difficult to me.
But I've always found, I find the teeth easy because I know what they look like, but most artists, if you look, they don't really get it right.
Yeah, I drew my mom's teeth, and yeah, she doesn't like it. So.
Because you kind of just have
to work on that.
You just kind of put little ridges where the biting edges are, and then the imagination, your eyes fill in the rest, right?
Yeah.
If you get too detailed, it looks funny.
So I normally, like, just draw people with their mouths closed.
Oh, that's cheating. That's cheating.
I know, but
that'd be like me working on them with their mouth closed. I can't do that.
Well.
You're going to have to learn how to draw teeth.
I guess.
Tell you what, give me your email address. I'll send you some pictures of close-up teeth and you can practice.
All right.
And then you can even send it to me, email it to me, and I'll critique it. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, when we get off the air here, we'll do that. Okay, and what about you, Camellia? Do you do teeth?
I do the smile with the tongue, and that's all.
You just do one big block of teeth, one big block of white.
Yeah.
You don't worry about individual teeth?
Mm-mm.
You want to try practicing that, too?
I could, since my teacher wants us to get more into realistic drawing, because that's all he thinks about. He don't even want us to draw anime in his class, but that's fine.
He wants it to look like a photograph.
Yeah.
That's what I like. So, okay, well, I'll get you guys information, and I'll let you know when you can hear yourself on the air, okay? And I'll tell you how you can do it right now, actually. You go to dentallyspeaking.com, and I'll tell you when it's going to air, and you can just find the show. It'll be the Durham, North Carolina show, so that'll be your tip, right? That'll And then I'll also let you know how you can listen live, okay? So hang on, and we'll exchange info. Okay, guys?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was Camellia. Say bye.
Bye.
And Amelia?
Bye.
Okay, great. Okay, and still in Durham, and I'm speaking with...
James Thomas,
but your shirt says you're Private Stack. I thought you were going to say James Stack.
Well, you never know.
Okay, James, so the shirt's just implying that you're loaded with money, right?
Yeah, of course.
It's got dollar signs after it. All right, so can I ask what you do?
I am an engineer.
Seriously, what kind of engineer?
I'm a mechanical engineer.
Mechanical, so do you work for a city?
You know, I'm still working on that, though.
Oh, wait a minute, that would be civil engineering. Mechanical would be working at a factory. On cars?
Cars, yes.
Yeah. Oh, cool. So you're in school now, or you're already doing it?
I'm in school.
Okay. You have to know a lot about computers, don't you?
Yes, I do. It's really interesting.
Yeah. I mean, we need so many people. In fact, my niece is getting married to a guy who is an automotive engineer, and one of the things I told her is, cool thing about that is you can work anywhere in the world.
Yeah, I mean, just put your heart into it, and you'll get where you need to go.
Right. I mean, you know, I'm a dentist, and I can only work in about the 17 states that my license was good in, and I have to apply in each state. But once you graduate and get the skills, you can go anywhere you want.
Yes, I mean, that's what I'm getting ready to do right now.
I mean, you could work in Hawaii if you wanted.
I'm so excited. I would love to do that. Let me find out.
Now, you don't look very old. How old are you?
I'm 18.
18, but you're already close to being an automotive engineer.
Yes, it took a lot of hard work and ethics, you know. Being at Riverside, being able to get my schoolwork done and everything propelled me to get further.
And so were you kind of a computer geek before you went into this? You like computers and you knew that you could use this in this job?
Yes, I love computers. I do whatever I can. Whenever I see a computer lying around, I got to take it apart.
Hope you can put it back together.
You know, sometimes I run into that problem.
I actually took my computer apart not that long ago because the fan was making this sound. It was like, whoa. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And every time I did that, I thought, oh, my computer's going to burn up and I'm going to lose all my information. So it's really not as difficult as people think. You just take about 4 screws out, take the panel off, and find the bad part. And there's, 4 more screws? And then you go buy the right fan and put it in, right?
Yes, it's exactly what it is. Yeah. My first problem was trying to fix my mother's computer. The screen went out, so I had to go fix that. It took me forever.
The screen went out. So what? Explain what that problem was.
It was the CPU. The actual drive went bad and made everything go bad. So I had to replace it.
So the CPU, I don't know what that stands for, but is that the, wait a minute, is that the, what is that? Is that the control?
The processing component.
The motherboard?
Yes, basically.
Okay, so you needed a new motherboard.
Yeah.
And they don't call it a fatherboard.
I would love for it to be a fatherboard. You know, Father's Day is coming up anyway. Love to do that.
Okay, so Jack, I got to ask you a little bit about dentistry because it is a dental show. When was the last time you were at a dentist?
Maybe about 3-4 months ago.
Okay, everything go cool?
Yeah, I loved it.
Did you really?
Yes, I loved it.
That's what I like to hear, because most of the people I interview tell me how it was terrible, it hurt, they don't like going, they put it off, all that. But you're going and you don't mind it.
No, I love it. The only time it was difficult was when I had braces.
You had braces on, okay. And then every time you'd go, it would hurt?
Yeah, it did. They had to tighten up and everything. It hurt a lot.
So it hurt when you left, not during, right?
Well, it hurt during the whole process. But like when I left and my teeth got used to it, you know... It felt a lot better.
Okay, that's really cool. So you think you get pretty good care, and with your job, you're going to have dental insurance, I would assume.
Yes, and finally, it won't cost me a lot of money to get my teeth worked on.
Okay, Well, good luck in everything that you do, and I'm so happy that you're a happy dental patient, and we need more people like you, so we need to encourage more guys and gals to go into automotive engineering to keep all of our vehicles running.
Yes. I mean, everyone's over here running on diesel and everything. My job is, gasoline and everything. My job is to pretty much innovate the car to make it run clean.
Okay, cool. I actually have a problem with my rolling studio over there, but I don't think you have time.
Just call me up anytime.
Okay, sounds good, Jack. Well, thank you so much. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
Okay, bye-bye now. So now I've come upon this young man, and his name is Anthony, right, Anthony?
Yep.
Okay, what's your last name?
Vidal Pablo.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm not sure. I'm just going to... Right now, I just watch some TV and see the FIFA World Cup.
Oh, okay. You watch TV and watch the FIFA World Cup. You love football.
Yes.
Which we call soccer in America, but you call football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite team? DC United?
Brazil.
You root for Brazil? Is your heritage Brazilian?
No.
No? What's your heritage?
Mexico.
And you don't root for Mexico?
A little bit.
Does Dad know you don't root for Mexico?
I think right now, yes.
Now he does. He didn't know that before. So how old are you?
9.
9, okay. And so that would make you're going to be in 5th grade, right? In the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have to ask you about your dental appointments. Have you been to a dentist?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Do you brush your teeth?
Yes.
Yeah, every day?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Do you brush when you brush them? Do you brush all of them?
Yes.
Not just some of them, right? Do you do dental flossing?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. I hear it's really good for flying kites. If you're not using it on your teeth, you can fly kites with it. I'm just teasing you. Okay, so do you have any questions about dentistry?
No.
Would you like to be a dentist?
No.
Are you a little nervous about going for the first time when you do go, or you don't even think it's going to be that big of a deal?
No, I don't really think it's going to be a bigger deal.
Okay. Have you had any dental exams? Like sometimes in the schools, they'll check the kids' teeth or they'll put sealants on them. Nothing at all?
No.
Okay. So you probably should go, but I think Dad's probably going to work on that, right? But because you know what? Here's a question for you. Did you know, tell me, true or false, cavities hurt?
Yes.
False. You know what? If you have a cavity, it doesn't really hurt until it gets to be a big cavity, and then it's really deep, and then it's probably a root canal or maybe even a extraction. So just because your teeth don't hurt right now doesn't mean that they're healthy. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You do now, right?
Yeah.
So you didn't think you were going to learn anything over the summer, but you just did.
Yes.
Okay. So you're not sure what you want to be for when you grow up. You think you want to be a football player?
Football player or engineer, I'm not sure.
Oh, I just talked to an engineer. What kind of engineer would you want to be?
Robotics.
Robotics, okay, so that would be computer mechanical engineering?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds fun. So you would design those robots that maybe go in and look for bombs and stuff, okay? And maybe even the robots that you can fight other robots?
Yeah.
Like the Transformer ones? Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate it. And you guys have a wonderful day down here in Durham, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, was there something else you were going to say? You sure? You looked like you had something.
Yes.
What's that?
That my friends have a nice summer vacation, and I hope to see you next year.
Oh, you're telling all your friends to have a nice summer vacation, and you hope to see them in the fall in 5th grade.
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
All right, we're about to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, but before we do, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And don't forget that the winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. That's free flowers from Vice Number Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And the question is, true or false? If your teeth don't hurt, it means that they are healthy. Is that true or false? All right, the number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. Go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Your life with a smile that shows the professional
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588. Dr. Kvitko & Associates. Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us
262-9588. Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kvitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kvitko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
All right, we're back, and we're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line. While we were at break, I rolled some dice, and I rolled a number 3, so that means we're going to caller number 3. So, hey, my producer, tell us who was caller number 3. Who wins the flowers from Vice Number Florist? Correct answer, which is false. Just because your teeth don't hurt, it doesn't mean they're healthy.
Congratulations to Ellis Green, Dr. Kvitko. She had the correct answer.
All right, congratulations to our winner. And while my producer is getting their information so we can send them the flowers, let's go back to my interviews from Durham, North Carolina, my Teeth Across America episode number 347.
So I'm talking with Rodney Burgess, and you're from Durham, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Grew up here your whole life?
I didn't grow up here, no. I've been here since July 2007. Originally, I grew up in New York, New Jersey area.
Oh, good. Then you can tell me the difference between the two. What do you find is the biggest difference down here in Durham as opposed to, like, Jersey and New York?
New York is New York. A lot of people from New York has moved down to Durham.
To have a slower pace of life?
Yeah, they try to copy New Yorkers, but it's nothing like the original.
Well, interesting enough, aren't they calling this park that we're in?
This is a junior Central Park. This is not the real Central Park like New York City.
So they called it Central Park because it's not nothing like it.
Nothing like real Central Park.
Hey, Rodney, tell me, you have a dentist down here?
No, I don't bother with dentists, no.
You don't? Okay, how about when you were in New York?
I'll be honest with you, I very rarely went to the dentist, because I was always scared of dentists.
I was thinking that. That's what most of the people...
I was always scared of dentists, and I just didn't pay much attention to it, but my teeth are not that bad. You know, I brush my teeth every morning, so I think a person didn't take care of regular hygiene, take care of teeth, but you'd be all right. I mean, you got to brush your teeth every day, but as you get older, some teeth going to chip out or decay.
Well, that's true, and you can tell somebody's age sometimes by how their teeth are kind of worn in places and chipped. You know, they're not as curvy and round and perfect as they were when we were 16 and 20.
That's just old age.
Lots of things aren't as curvy and round.
No, like I got a bad left shoulder now, and I've been taking a leave, and it don't help. It's just worn out.
Well, at least your teeth didn't wear out, yeah. So that's good. Now, so you're figuring as long as I don't have a toothache, you're good.
I'm fine. If you're fine, why try to fix it?
Well, to be honest, if you want the answer from a dentist, it's because you may not be fine, because we might look at an X-ray and see some cavities and things, and abscesses and stuff.
I know I have cavities and everything, but at my age now, I don't want nobody messing with my teeth right now.
You're only 61. What do you mean your age? You think you're only going to live another 3 years?
No, I'm going to live to be 90.
Okay, good. Me too. I'm going to go 190. How about that? So you didn't go to the dentist when you were a kid either in New York?
Oh, but yeah, we had a lot of school. They take you to the dentist. That was automatic sometimes. But I don't know. I was too busy like running, ripping wild and just playing stickball, handball and everything, you know. That's all. But you know, like we had the Bronx, New York, right?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it. Everybody's heard of the Bronx.
I traveled a lot. Rode the trains and stuff. IND, BMT, RRT. So I traveled a lot. When the car was downtown by... Columbus Circle, downtown 57th Street and 8th Avenue.
I think that's funny. See, I'm from Columbus, but when I went to New York City, I found Columbus Circle.
Yeah, Columbus. Yeah, you know where it's at.
I do.
Every year have the car show right there.
The International Car Show.
That's right. Every year.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was in Times Square. I think it was last fall. Last fall. Okay, riding with you.
Hey, man. Nice to talk to you. Huh?
Same here. Take care now. Let me ask you. When did you become afraid of dentists? What happened? Did somebody hurt you?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you.
It can be just one episode when you were a kid. Maybe the dentist was mean or they hurt you or something.
I look at it this way. As long as I brush my teeth every day, at my age now, what I have, I hope I just keep. But I've had a lot of teeth chip off and this and that. All right.
Well, I know you got to go. Hey, okay. You take care. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Mr. Man. You take care. Nice talk to you, man.
Same here.
Have a nice day.
So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at 262-9588.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kavitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at
262-9588.
Dr. Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkavitko@aol.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Does it hurt when you smile?
All right, so I'm at the Durham Skate Park, and I have Trey and Alejandro. Is that what this is called, the Durham Skate Park?
Yeah, that's what we call it, I guess.
And that's Trey and Alejandro. How old are you?
I'm 16.
16, and Trey?
15.
15, okay. So you guys are out here doing some tricks. I don't know the names of most of them, but aren't you afraid of getting hurt?
Not really. Like, pain is just temporary, so.
Pain's temporary? How about you, Alejandro? Same thing?
Yeah, same thing.
Tell me the kind of injuries you've had. What have you had?
I rolled my ankle, and it got swollen, and I had to wear a stabilizer. I think that's what it's called.
A stabilizer? Okay. What about you, Trey?
Mostly on my shins. Like, they get bruised, so I just have to, like, wait it out.
Just bruises? Because you got long pants on. You don't wear knee pads and stuff?
Nah.
No knee pads? That would be considered being a wuss?
Not,
sissy?
Not really.
So if somebody came out with all kinds of pads, you guys wouldn't make fun of them?
It depends.
Sounds like you would, right, Alejandro?
Yeah, depends if you're wearing the whole thing with helmet and knee pads, elbow pads.
That's not cool, huh? So, like you said, pain's just temporary, so I have a question for you. When was the last time you went to a dentist?
Last time I went to a dentist, not that long ago, because I chipped my tooth.
So. Your front tooth?
Yeah.
Doing this?
No, I was actually riding a bike with no hands, so then I fell and broke my front teeth, so I had to get it fixed.
You know, they have handlebars. They're called handlebars because you put your hands on them. Did you know that?
Yes.
That's where the word came from. Now, I noticed that you still have a chipped tooth. Did you chip it again?
Yeah, I was actually eating a soft bite cookie, and it chipped again.
I'll be darned. So your dentist fixed you up. I see both of the front two teeth were chipped right there in the middle, and they fixed it, and now you got another little nick there. So have you had good experiences at the dentist?
Yeah.
You don't mind going?
No, like, they make me prettier. So.
Yeah. Okay. Keep your face pretty so the girls are interested, right?
Yeah.
Now, how about you, Alejandro? Have you been to the dentist?
I don't remember. I think it's a while back.
A while. You're 16, right? So a while would be what, when you were 6?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Do you mind going to the dentist? Are you kind of like, you don't really, you'd be, you're afraid kind of?
I don't really mind.
You don't mind? But you don't go, so you don't really have to figure it out, huh? Why don't you go?
I guess I don't have time. Or
you don't have time? You're just skateboarding today. You could go to a dentist. Like, what do you do for a living?
Eat, sleep, and skate.
That's what I thought. So you probably could fit a dental appointment in there somewhere.
Probably.
You think the girls would be interested if you were missing every other tooth?
No.
No? How about you know that, Trey, right?
Yeah.
They're not, are they?
Not really.
Okay. All right. Anybody had their wisdom teeth out yet?
No, my dentist told me that my wisdom teeth are, like, going to, like, not bother me, so I wouldn't really have to get them out, so I don't really know much about that.
Okay, cool. That means they're straight, they're coming in good, and you don't have to worry about having them out because they're not stuck behind the other teeth. How about you, Alejandro? You wouldn't know because you haven't been in a while, right?
Yeah, well, mine fell out, so...
What fell out?
My wisdom teeth.
Fell out?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that happening before. Yeah. Here, open for me. I want to see how many are back there. I think you have... Oh, wait a minute. You've got some big fillings in there. I think you've been since you were six. But anyway, my guess is they're back in behind the last teeth and you just didn't realize it.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, because if you count, you have 28 teeth and people have 32, but you can only see 28 of them. So that means the other four are probably buried like yours, Trey. He's trying to feel it with his tongue. Yeah. Okay, so tell me some of the tricks you guys do, and then I want to watch. What's one of your tricks?
Frontside 180.
A frontside 180. Can you show me? And then I'm going to try to record it. Where are we going?
Can you tell me?
Well, is it down a rail or is it just up a step?
You could be off the steps.
Off the steps. Okay, let's come over to the steps. Where do I need to be to not get hurt?
Somewhere just around here.
Okay, just around here. Okay. So, Trey, what's your last name?
Albritton.
Trey Albritton is going to do a... Tell me again.
Frontside 180.
Frontside 180. Okay. So he's going to get on the skateboard. We're right next to what looks like an abandoned swimming pool, but I don't think it really is. Okay, so he's getting ready. Here we go. Here we go. All right, good job. So you flipped the board and came down and you didn't break any teeth. That's cool. So what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to do for a living when you grow up?
Like, if I don't go anywhere in skating, I'm thinking about becoming an automotive mechanic.
Okay, I interviewed an automotive mechanic earlier today. That's cool. You know what I like about that choice?
What?
You can get a job anywhere in the world.
That's cool.
Because the cars are all the same.
Yeah.
Right? If you can fix a Nissan in North Carolina, you can fix a Nissan in Japan.
Yeah.
Or Hawaii. You ever think of that?
Nope.
So that's pretty cool. Sounds like a good choice. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. I know you got to practice, right?
Yeah.
You take care, okay?
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye now. Bye, Alejandro.
All right. So that brings to the end the interviews I did in Durham, and I think it was kind of interesting because we found people that, they don't go to the dentist because they don't have any pain, or they went to the dentist and they were told that they needed to brush and floss better, and they're not. And the gentleman that says he doesn't go because he's getting old and you're supposed to have broken teeth when you get older. And then the boys that were the skateboarders that claim to feel like pain is temporary, and yet they don't go either. They only go when they get a chipped tooth or some kind of injury like that. Although they do happen to get the part about being something that the girls, aren't going to be happy if they have rotten teeth. So that's actually a good thing. So anyway, that's kind of why we do these Teeth Across America series, is to find out different ways of looking at dentistry around the country. It's not necessarily a representative sample, but it is a sample nonetheless. All right, and don't forget, my Dentistry from the Heart event is coming up Friday, September 12th. Please come out and help. We need all the help we can get. We still need volunteers. We want to make it a great, great event. We hope to do as much good as possible. If you're a dentist, if you're a dental hygienist, if you're a dental assistant, please call the office at 262-9588 and sign up to come and help. Now, next week, I'm going to have on the show, live on the phone with me, I'm actually very excited about this, is a gentleman, Dr. Mike Tabor, and he is a dentist who was involved in identifying bodies at 9/11, at Ground Zero. He's also written a book called The Walk of Death, and the novel treats its readers with an inside look at crime investigation, and Dr. Tabor uses his vast experience as a forensic dentist to paint a vivid and oftentimes chilling picture. So don't forget to tune in. Dr. Tabor will be with us next Sunday morning. See you next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.